North Rock Podcast.
I said during first, and I'll maintain it during second, that will be the last time you laugh. Chad alluded to it. I gave them a little bit of a hard time. They come to the Fun and Games movies, and they all take them, and then they said, you're going to talk on Impossible. A disaster movie. I'm trying to not to take it personally. It is a good movie. It is a good movie. The theme for this series, we start off talking about our identity and who we are. We talked about faith last week and what our faith can look like. And today we're going to talk about using our faith to walk through the storms and maintain our identity and who we are in Christ. And the movie that we're going to be watching clips from is the movie Impossible, The Impossible. It's a movie about a family of five who went on a wonderful vacation just as the tsunami hit Thailand a few years back. And so with that, we're going to watch our first clip. No, wait. I want to pray. I want to pray that you see this movie. It's hard to watch. There's some really intense scenes, and we can get caught up in the intensity of the scenes. But you know what? The Holy Spirit wants to do a work in our hearts and relate this to a spiritual storm in our lives. Whether we've gone through it, we're going through it, or we're going to go through it. So I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to begin to speak to each one of you individually, and that he'll seal that in your heart, and that it will cause our faith to increase. Father, I thank you. I thank you for each person that you've brought here today. I thank you for your faithfulness, your love, and your provision for each one of us, no matter what the situation. I ask that as we watch this movie and we discuss it, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will speak truth and life and hope. Seal it in our hearts, Father God, that we can see who you are. I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Run the clip.
All right. Get your stuff. Don't forget all your bags.
Thomas, your bag.
Have you been to Khao Lak before?
No, it's our first time.
This is the best holiday season ever.
I'm sorry, but we made a booking on the third floor, the sea view room.
I know, we are sorry. That was a mistake. But we feel... you might like this better. Where do you come from?
Japan.
You don't look Japanese.
Oh, well, I work for a big company there, and we move around a lot, you know?
And you? You don't work?
I'm a doctor. Not practicing right now, just taking care of the kids.
I see. You got promoted.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Mom!
Yes?
Can I have one of these, please?
Lucas, if you're thirsty, will you just...
Drink some juice or a glass of water.
Exactly.
Boys, come and see this.
Come on.
Look. Oh, yeah, look.
Look at this. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Can we swim in there?
Yeah, we can go swimming, yeah.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
So much of our lives we live worrying about the details. Did you notice in the beginning how the mom was worried about the room, what the child was drinking, the fact that she'd given up her career to stay at home and was a little embarrassed about it. So much of our lives, that's where we spend our time and our thoughts and our energy. And then a storm can hit our lives. And everything that once was so important can be swept away. And we're left clinging to a tree, worried about what's going to happen to our loved ones and where they're at and how to get back to security. We're just in a survival mode, and that's the only thing that we know. This is the next chapter. It may look like everything's stripped away, but God's at work. Let's watch the next clip.
That tree there, the big one. Do you think we can climb it?
Wait. Did you hear that?
Boom. There's nothing we can do.
Wait.
We are almost there. We have to get to safety.
No, we have to help that boy.
If another wave catches us down here, we will die. We have to climb that tree right now. Come on.
Where are you?
Mom, look at you! We need help! cannot risk it. We can't risk it, Mum. Come on.
Listen. What if that boy was Simon or Thomas? What if they needed help? You'd want someone to help them, wouldn't you?
Simon and Thomas are dead!
Even if it's the last thing we do.
Where are you? Look there, Mum, what I see. Okay, Daniel. Okay, come on. You'll be okay. We're gonna get you out, okay?
Lift him. It's all right. It's all right.
And we're just looking for stability. Maybe before our stability was in our job or our relationships, our family, our health. And the storm hits and that's taken from us. And we go right into survival mode. And we just want to get to that tree. But as I watched that mother, you know, she hung onto her son first. Then they got to the tree, and they're making it to the second tree. And when he says, can you make it and climb up in that tree? You see her really weighing that. She's standing there thinking, I don't know. I don't know if I have what it takes. But she makes the commitment, and they head toward the bigger tree. But then she hears a voice. Logic would tell us, you don't have the resources. In our own lives, you don't have the money, you don't have the time, you're not in a good place. Keep moving. Somebody else will take care of that. But at that point, she knew what she was called to. She knew who she was. She knew she could not walk past that child and that voice and not stop. So many times in the middle of our storms, we just want safety and security. It's every man for themselves. But as believers in Christ, we're called to more than that. Jesus was the perfect example. You know, if you read the story in John of Jesus washing the disciples' feet, it starts out saying that he knew that the time for his death was near, and he knew who was going to betray him, and he chose to take off his robe and wash their feet. When he hung on the cross in physical pain, knowing that the Father was going to have to turn his sights from him, he chose to show mercy to the thief. And then as a final act of compassion, he worried about his mother and he said to the disciple he loved, this is your mother, take care of her. We're called to nothing less. And it is our faith in who he is and who he's called us to be, that will help us live that out. We can't do it on our own, but we're still called to it. Next clip.
Until I hear a minute. I'll be up in a second.
Don't even bother. They're sending trucks to drive us all up to the mountains. Just hang on tight, all right? They'll be here soon.
Yeah, I know. Can you tell them I'm back?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, boys! Your daddy's back!
Dad! Dad!
Hey!
Dad, a whole load of helicopters just flew by!
Yeah,
Mum and Lucas.
Why don't you come down here a minute, Thomas?
What about me?
You stay and see if you can see any more helicopters, okay?
Okay.
Good boy. Oh. I still haven't found them.
Did you see a lot of dead people?
What happened was very serious, Thomas.
Not Mama Lucas. right?
No, I didn't see them. I need you to, I need you to do me a favor, Thomas. I've heard that everyone's going to the mountains, you see, to a shelter where it's really safe. But I can't go with you.
You can't leave us alone again, Dad.
I have to keep looking for them, you see. You have to look after Simon.
No, stay with us. I can't look. I've never looked after someone before. I'm scared.
I know. I'm scared too. But do you know the most scary bit for me?
When the water hit?
No. After that, when I came up, and that was all on my own. That was the scariest part. And then I saw the two of you clinging to the tree, and I didn't feel so scared anymore because I knew I wasn't on my own, you see? Well, what if Mummy and Lucas are on their own right now? Imagine how scared they'll be.
We'll look for them together.
No. Thomas, you have to look after Simon. And I'm going to keep looking for them. Okay? Okay? No, you understand. I'll see you in the morning, okay?
You're not coming.
I'm not coming, wee man, no. Thomas will take care of you, all right? Listen to me. You're going to behave yourselves, okay? And you stay with this group. And I'm going to be with you just as soon as I can, okay? You're going to behave yourselves, okay?
I love you.
Will you look out for my boys for me, please?
Come with us. I know it's useless.
I can't stop looking. I love you. I'll be with you tomorrow, I promise.
I love you.
You know, the one thing that really struck me in this this scene was that we can go through the same exact storm and experience completely different things. Different struggles, different responsibilities, different wounds, different pain. So if you're in the middle of a storm, give grace to those around you. Don't judge them by how you feel or what you see, but let them go through it and let God do the work in them that needs to be done. The other thing that struck me was that oftentimes we have to ask the people closest to us and around us to do things that they don't feel like they're ready to do. And that we don't want them to be ready to do. But we have to trust our Heavenly Father that He will give them what they need and that He'll do the work in them as well. It would be unthinkable to put my child on a bus and have him go off. But the dad knew. The dad knew he was facing unthinkable things as well, as he looked at dead body after dead body, as he looked at the hospitals and on list, just hoping to find his wife and son. If you're in the middle of that, if you're doing things you didn't think you would ever have to do, or facing things you didn't think you would ever face, or you don't know how you have the strength, there is a hope. The hope is life. keep pushing in. In Galatians 6, it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Don't give up. I don't care what death is staring you in the face. I don't care what challenges are in front of you. Don't give up. There's still lifeblood in you. Continue to move forward and trust God to take care of the rest. Final clip.
Good care of you, okay? I promise you, we're gonna be fine.
It's good.
We're gonna be fine.
Sweetheart,
I promise you, you're gonna be okay.
Thank you.
We can get so busy looking at everything that's going around us. People are trying to help us. There's a lot of activity. There's a lot of wounded around. But did you see the game changer? It's when Lucas spotted the legs of his father. He didn't even see his whole father. He just knew those legs. He had caught a glimpse of his father, and hope was restored. He started pursuing his father. And it was when he started pursuing his father that hope was restored, that the family became restored. His father wasn't a doctor. His father wasn't, but he pursued his father. So many times we can get so stuck in looking at the circumstances and looking at what's failed us and what's hurt us and where we're at, and it's hopeless. But you know what? If we pursue our Father, he'll lead us through. He'll guide us out. We'll be battered and bruised. We'll have some scars. It won't be exactly the same, but we'll know God like we've never known him. We'll know that we have a Father who pursues us to the depths of the earth. We'll know that once where we thought there was death, there can be life when we pursue the Father. Don't be in awe of the waves. Be in awe of the Father. Who is there? Who is pursuing you? Who's making provision even when you don't realize it? Who's guiding your footsteps? Chase hard after him in the middle of the storm. He's our stability. He's our significance. He is our identity. James 1:12, finally, I'm going to stop with this. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love them. Persevere. Trust the Father. Pursue the Father. If you're going through a storm at the close of service, we'll have prayer. If you'd like to come up and have someone pray with you. But I will testify today that I know this God. And if you pursue him, you will come out with a new love and a new strength and a new understanding. Don't give up. Don't back down. Don't grow weary.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Debbie. So I'm starting to wonder if instead of soda, I should have gave everybody a box of tissues for today. Hey, can I just acknowledge as your pastor that it's okay to feel the pain? It's okay. It's okay to know that there are going to be storms. Psalm chapter 88, verse 1 and 2 kind of seems like an appropriate way for us to prepare to respond to what the Lord's doing in our hearts today. It just simply says this. Verse 1, Psalm 88 says, Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. Turn your ear to my cry. See, I'll be the first to admit that sometimes I feel like I need to have things together a lot more than I do. And that somehow the gospel can get turned into a self-help kind of a gospel. But that's not what the gospel is. That's not what the Bible teaches. And that's not what we're talking about today. Jesus is able to stand in the midst of our storm. Our job is simply to stay close to him. Amen. So today, whether you find yourself being the mom holding on to that tree, or maybe the little boy who's being asked to step in and help somebody else that might be in their storms, wherever the Lord finds you today, would you not leave this place without allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to you in the place of your need? Allow him to prove himself as the Father who's been pursuing you for your entire life. Amen. Let's worship, church. Let's respond.
Thank you for listening to this North Rock resource. To find out more information about North Rock Church, check us out at www.northrockchurch.com.